Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio along with Dave Parker trying to stay out of trouble. Dave, I surprised you.
Good morning.
I went to you a little bit earlier than I normally do.
Yes, you did. I know. What's going on? Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Frank Eliasson, our director of operations, is not here today.
I know.
It's you and me. Can we behave for the entire hour?
I think we can.
That remains to be seen.
It's going to be tough, though.
All right, but we got a great show for you today. I have a funny story I want to share after prayer. Let's go to prayer first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us a new day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us and that you continue to give to us. Father, sometimes we forget how much you love us. Sometimes we forget your presence, your constant presence in our lives. Help us to remember that today. Right now, we can picture you looking down upon us. Heavenly Father, you look down upon us with love. You wrap your arms around us. You want to be with us wherever we go. Help us to remember that as we face the trials and the tribulations of each day. Father, we ask you to accept all of our needs, all of our intentions, whatever they may be, money problems, relationship problems, problems with our jobs. You care about all of those things, so we give them to you, and we ask you to help us with them. And Father, we ask you to speak through us. Send your Holy Spirit into this studio today at Holy Spirit Radio so that your message can go forth from our lips and help us all to be open to that message. We ask for these things through the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How was that, Mr. Parker?
It was a beautiful prayer, and I was going to say, especially because it's you and I today, we need the Lord's presence.
Yeah, we do.
Please be with us.
But, you know, Dave, we all need the Lord's presence. And that simple three-word prayer, come Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
It's real.
It is real.
You know, think about that. Sometimes we forget, and we lapse into this almost autopilot of prayer.
Oh, yeah.
And we forget that these words mean something. So if I say, come Holy Spirit, influence my thoughts so that I may go out and spread the good news to everyone I meet, he's going to do that.
Yes, he is.
But we just have to ask.
Yeah. And why do we know that? Because he said he would do that. Just ask. Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And we can go do that.
That's right. But it's so easy to get caught up in the distractions of life.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of distractions of life, Mr. Parker.
Yes.
I was driving to the studio today, praying my rosary. Really just, I was in the zone today, if you will, having a great time.
I just recently heard that.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really getting into it. And some days I feel things more than others. By the way, if you're someone who wants to know more about feelings, stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about that on today's program.
Okay.
But really feeling good. Mm-hmm. And I was coming down the road right here in Doylestown, and I drove right by the driveway of the station. I never did that before.
I know. What?
And I said,
you must have been deep in prayer.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. So I said, what did I just do? I said like that. What did I just do? Uh-huh. And I said, I need to turn around, because I drove by the entrance to the station.
And were you going uphill or downhill?
I was going downhill today.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not a
story of our life, Mr. P. Right, going downhill.
We got to level off, brother, and come on up.
Yeah. All so right. Anyway, I decide to turn around, and it's not easy to turn down the street where the station is located. It's not that easy to turn around without going down a little bit.
It's a beautiful country.
It is. So I get down to the end of the street. I find a driveway to turn around in. Uh-huh. Turn around. Come back, and who is walking in front of me but a deer, a mother deer, and her baby deer? They are crossing the street just nonchalantly, which is a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And they looked at me like, yo, what are you looking at?
What are you doing? You're human?
Right. So,
were you able to snap a quick picture?
No, I wasn't. I just wanted to avoid running into them. Okay. Because deer are beautiful creatures, but
yes,
they can do some serious damage to cars. And so anyway,
I think that was the Holy Spirit wanting you to get a quick glimpse of nature.
That's a really interesting. I did not think about that.
Wow.
But it could be. But it was a beautiful sight, and the and the baby followed the mother across the street. Like,
that
come
is
on,
so neat, as we used to say.
It is. Cool.
Yeah.
It is. So anyway, that was my adventure. Dave, did you ever zone out?
Oh,
yeah.
Now, if you believe that, folks, I got a bridge.
Did you ever zone out? And, yeah. Did you ever do that? You're driving and you're going somewhere.
Yes.
How about this? Did you? You probably never did this. I'm going to make myself feel really silly. But
no, go ahead.
Have you ever driven somewhere and said, "Where was I going?"
Yeah. Oh yeah, because we have so much on our mind, and
right.
in our case, and hope. In your case today, you were praying, you were in the zone,
right.
maybe you were thinking, you know, you were meditating. Yeah, things, the world just kind of goes away.
It does.
You
it
know,
does.
We're on autopilot, and we see, well, hey, but you did recognize that, oh my gosh, you know, I just drove past the driveway, you know, so.
Yeah, and let's talk
You're not
about,
that far out
but,
of the zone, you
but,
know.
But you know what? You bring up a really good point, and mm-hmm. it's kind of the point I made when I was saying the opening prayer. We lose sight of God's presence because of the distractions.
Yes.
It's hard to think about the Lord mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as you're going to the store, as you're getting your gas,
mm-hmm.
as you're dealing with home repair issues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all kinds of problems come up throughout the day.
Yeah.
And if we're not careful, if we don't think about, I mean, I believe you start your day with the Lord, you talk to him a little bit. And you try throughout the day
mm-hmm.
to just say hi to him.
Exactly.
That's why I say that at the end of every show today mm-hmm. That I do, mm-hmm. because I think it's important to keep that connection going.
I do too, Gare. In all seriousness, and we can say little breath prayers or little things. Oh, Jesus, be with me today.
Right.
Or like I'm, you know, let's say there's a queue or a line at the gas station, and you're in a hurry and. Okay, just relax,
yeah.
you know. I'll get to where I'm going, but Lord, give me the patience.
Yeah.
Know? Little things like
little
that.
Little things. And do you find that the more you do that, the easier it becomes and the
yes.
more natural it is?
Yes. And then I remind myself to relax and not
right.
get all keyed up.
Right.
Like, I got to get somewhere and there are five cars ahead of me. Maybe I'll go find another gas station. No, that would take more time. So,
yeah.
you know, all those kind of little crazy thoughts. You know?
So we are trying. It is a journey. It is a process. We're trying to get a little bit closer to our Lord every day. But it can be challenging. But we just need to keep working at this. Speaking of relaxation,
mm-hmm.
are you somebody who worries? You listening at home? Yes, you. Are you somebody who worries? Are you somebody who struggles with anxiety? Well, have I got the retreat for you.
All
coming
right.
up at the Malvern Retreat House. I should talk about this more because
should.
The date is drawing near. I will be leading my third annual retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. It's coming up August the 4th through August the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And it is designed specifically for worriers. And Dave, we have had such mm-hmm. success. We have sold it out for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
This year, it's called Stop Worrying and Start Living, which
That's
is also
terrific.
The title of my new book.
Yes.
It's not too late to register. So
good,
if you
good.
Want to register, and this is a fantastic time for not only I've gotten great feedback from the retreat, but I get so much from
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you know how beautiful Malvern is.
Oh, it is. I was going to say, look at the venue and Mark Politano.
Oh, man.
And what a host, so
yeah.
to speak, you know?
Yeah.
And making things so nice. I mean, just naturally,
mm-hmm.
that environment
mm-hmm.
is
so,
conducive to contemplation.
You bet.
Know, all that, a retreat.
Right, right. And I'm going to be giving 5 talks. So if you're a worrier and you need a little advice from somebody who's been struggling with anxiety for his entire life and who has become known, I mean, honestly, as the best known Catholic speaker on the topic, I mean, just Google Catholic speaker anxiety, and you're going to see all my information coming up because the Lord has really helped me, and I like to share the secret with everybody that I can in order to help you achieve that peace. So it's not too late to register for the Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat coming up on August the 4th through the 6th
mm-hmm.
at the Malvern Retreat House. Just go to malvernretreat.com or go directly to my website, followingthetruth.com.
Mm-hmm. And I think, folks, I mean, do exactly that. I mean, Gary is the guru, so to speak. So check it out.
Thank you, Dave.
And register and come on out.
Yeah, and we're going to have a priest there to say Mass for us, to do confession. We'll have Eucharistic adoration. It is an unbelievable time. And I don't think you ever got to experience the food at Malvern, Dave Parker. It is.
Yes, that's where I was going.
Yeah, it's delicious. They do such a good job with the food. So it is a really good time. So I hope you'll be able to come on out. All right, let me do a quick look at the weather before I look at today's gospel. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, 73 degrees today. It's going to be, we're going to have a high near 90. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. More chances of showers and thunderstorms, low around 74. Tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 92. At the moment, in Westchester, we have 67 degrees. In North Wales, 68 degrees. And in Morristown, New Jersey, it is 69 degrees at the present time. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look at today's gospel. It comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it would be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Dave, the message is simple. Jesus is saying, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. Pay attention. Listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We are all sinners.
Yes, exactly.
It's not like any of us are not sinners. We're all sinners.
Yeah, we don't get a free pass.
Right.
You know?
Right. So he's giving us instruction. He's saying, here's what you need to do to get to heaven. You mm-hmm. need to follow me. You need to confess your sins. You need to repent. But in order to repent, the first thing you have to say is, I've got sins.
Exactly. You have to, yeah, you have to
face doesn't
make
you
yourself.
A bad person.
And sometimes it's hard to face ourselves, you know?
That's right.
You know, we come, but it can be done, and with especially with God's help.
That's right. That's right.
He loves us.
He
through
does.
His mercy.
He does. So ask the Holy Spirit today to let you know where you've strayed. Let you know your sins. Don't be afraid, because in order to go to a doctor, you need to be able to explain, here's where I'm sick. I'm not feeling well. You need to be able to understand your sins. But there is always hope, because the Lord wants to forgive you. That's today's gospel. Now, coming up on the show, we're going to be joined in a few moments by Bill Ross. He has written a new book about tuning in to your own internal Holy Spirit radio. How cool is that? Later in the show, Dr. Greg Popchak's going to be here to talk about feelings. How important are they? We'll find out. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 18th. Today we celebrate Saint Camillus de Lellis. Born in 1550 and neglected by his father after his mother's death, Camillus grew up with an excessive love of gambling. While serving in the military, he was sent to Rome's San Giacomo Hospital for incurables, suffering from a leg wound that refused to heal. In 1574, Camillus gambled away everything that he had, forcing him to accept lodging and work at a Capuchin friary. A sermon by the superior prompted Camillus to change his life and enter the Capuchin novitiate. Trouble with his leg sent him back and forth from the Capuchins to San Giacomo, where eventually he was made superintendent. Camillus devoted the rest of his life to the care of the sick. On the advice of a friend, he studied for the priesthood and was ordained in 1584. The religious congregation that Camillus founded bound themselves to serve prisoners, plague victims, and fighting troops, as well as those dying in private homes. Camillus de Lellis died in 1614 and was canonized in 1746. Along with St. John of God, he is honored as the patron of hospitals, nurses, and the sick. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zims' telephone number is 610-593- 5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And that was There Is a Reason by Alison Krauss in Union Station. I love that song. Love that message. There is a reason. I might not understand the reason, but there is a reason for what happens in our lives. I think that brings about so much peace when we think about that. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning right here on Holy Spirit Radio. Okay, there is a reason. Let's go with that thought for a minute. I was recently contacted by a gentleman, an author. He has written a book called, get this, Holy Spirit Radio. I kid you not, that's the name of the book. Holy Spirit Radio, the four steps to understanding and harnessing the power of your built-in Holy Spirit Radio.
Wow.
He's here, right? How amazing is that, Dave?
He's
here with us right now to talk about that. Bill Ross joins us from Central New Jersey. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Hey, Bill, good book.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this a little bit, my friend. The internal Holy Spirit Radio. You know, we know that we have the Holy Spirit within us. If we're baptized and confirmed, he's there. He's functioning inside of us. He wants to work. Why is it that we sometimes don't hear his voice?
I think there are a number of reasons. And one is that we just, there's so much distraction from society.
Yeah.
Media telling us we should do this, we should do that, we should believe this, we should act this way, don't act that way.
Mm.
I believe when we're born, God gives us this built-in Holy Spirit radio.
Mm.
And when we're baptized, the Holy Spirit gives us our own station, our own frequency, through which he'll guide us and lead us through our lives, if we only know how to listen.
If we only know how to listen. Yeah, that's the key. Now, let's talk about that. So I have an internal Holy Spirit radio, and I want to hear him. I want to hear what he has to say. How can I begin this journey?
Well, actually, I believe there are four steps.
Okay.
The first is you need to turn it on, turn it up, listen, and act. And then if we go through each one, the first one, turn it on, is simple.
Yeah.
As it says in Matthew 5, ask and you shall receive. So basically, it's as simple as saying, come Holy Spirit, come guide me today. Show me how I can help you.
Wow. Now, we talked about this. I mentioned that at the start of the show. That sounds so simple. Bill, it almost sounds too simple. I need to use more words than come Holy Spirit. Right? You know, sometimes we can feel that way. But really, that simple request is enough to get that radio going, to get that Holy Spirit working, isn't it?
It is, exactly. And I forget the verse in Scripture, but basically it says the Holy Spirit will not force himself upon you.
Yeah.
You have to be willing.
Yeah.
So it's as simple. I believe it's as simple as that. You're just asking. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
I like that. I like simple, Bill. I really do.
That's it. As you see in the book, so do I. It's a short book.
Yeah,
it's concise. Right
it
to
is.
The point.
It is. So that's the first step. Turn it on. Now, the next step is turn it up.
Yes, to turn it up. Now, some people have it on, but the volume's not turned up. I see two ways to turn up the volume.
Okay.
The first is if you increase the positive influences in your life, things that are positive, such as reading the Bible, going to Mass, praying, helping others, doing positive acts. At the same time, we can decrease the negative influences in our life, things such as gossip, the types of movies we watch, the kind of music we listen to, what we say to other people. Now, either one will work,
right?
But here's the cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you do them both at the same time, it's like I say in the book, when I was younger, I used to have this boombox radio.
Mm-hmm.
It had a great sound, and it also had this little button. It was called turbo bass.
Right.
When you press that button, bam, the sound got loud and clear, and it was very exhilarating, so to speak. It's the same way with this. If we increase the positive and decrease the negative at the same time, it has the same kind of effect. Bam, the messages from the Holy Spirit will come through loud and clear.
Wow. Wow. And that is something that each of us can do. We can work on that. It's not that difficult. It's just a matter of making that decision. Yeah, I'm going to do this. How about step three? Listen. That's a hard one, Bill. Listen.
It is. Exactly. And, you know, they get harder as we increase in the steps. Listen is a hard one because, as we mentioned before, there's so much distraction from society and messages, people, friends, family members as well, sometimes telling you, you should do this, you should do that.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is trying to guide you from within. We all get those feelings, oh, I should really do this. I should really do that. I should call this person.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't listen.
Let's talk about that one for a minute, because we are constantly, I know I am constantly getting these ideas. I should do this. And we brush them off. But I like to think that if in the beginning of the day I say, come Holy Spirit, control my thoughts, you know, give me the ideas. Let me know what I should do today. If I'm asking the Holy Spirit for that help, then any idea that I get, any idea that I should help this person or do this or do that, there's a very good chance that is coming from the Holy Spirit because I asked him to intervene in my life.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I've spoken with so many people in writing the book, and they all have similar stories. Wow. Many times they didn't listen.
Right.
And sometimes some of the most powerful stories are what happened when they did not listen. Because then it clicks, and they never forget. They said, wow, that was from the Holy Spirit because I was meant to do this, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. And it caused this chain of events that is not what I really wanted to happen.
Right, right.
And then they'll change it, and they'll try it the other way. And as you said, if you ask for it, and it's positive, and something you're doing something positive, try it.
Yeah, right. And let's talk about that before we get to the final step. What happens if I get an idea, I do it, but it doesn't work out? Is it possible that that idea was not from the Holy Spirit?
That is possible, but sometimes what's always been told to me is God's time is different than ours.
Okay.
So it may not, and sometimes actually I've seen this, it's actually been applied to me. Sometimes the message that you receive, you act on, is not meant for you. It's meant for helping someone else.
Very interesting.
So you may... The Holy Spirit may be having a tough time getting through to some, say, to Dave. Now, so the Holy Spirit will come to you, mm-hmm. give you a message to do something.
Right.
Will help Dave to listen to his radio.
Wow. And that's not something we typically think of. We need to expand our vision a little bit. So Bill, we've covered turn it on, turn it up, listen. What's the final step?
The final step is they're all important, but I think the final one is the most important. Act.
Mm.
Now, we see in the Gospels, you know, Jesus taught the apostles and he left. He left them. They had to be panicked. They didn't know what to do. They could have, now we all know there's a book in the New Testament. It's not called prayers. It's not called meetings. It's not called decisions. That's not what they did. They acted.
Yeah.
They took what he gave them.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And they went out and they acted on it.
Mm.
So we get these messages. We got it loud and clear now. We can hear them. We're listening. But the problem is, a lot of us don't believe that we're worthy of those messages. You get it and you think, oh, that can't be for me. I can't do that.
Exactly.
I'm not capable of that. It's got to be meant for someone else.
Right.
It's a wrong channel.
Right.
So you don't do anything.
Yeah.
But in the book, we give a number of examples of people. The easiest one that most people can relate to is David and Goliath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
David, he was so not a king that he wasn't even called in, you know, with his six brothers to be considered to be a king.
Mm.
And then imagine him on the battlefield thinking, well, how am I going to face Goliath? Look
right.
at all these bigger, stronger, more experienced soldiers here.
Right.
Who am I to do this?
Yeah.
But he knew that he was being guided. And, you know, his is life or death. Most of the time, hopefully, ours aren't. You know, we have to just have faith. I've asked the Holy Spirit. I've turned this on.
Right.
I've turned it up. I'm listening.
Right.
It's positive what he wants me to do.
Yep.
I'm going to do it. Even though it's outside of my comfort zone,
exactly.
It's something that I wouldn't really normally do and people would think I couldn't do. Try it.
I like it. I like it, Bill. We have about 30 seconds left. The book is Holy Spirit Radio, The Four Steps to Understanding and Harnessing the Power of Your Built-In Holy Spirit Radio. Bill, where can we pick up a copy of the book?
It's on Amazon.com.
Right.
And it's in the Kindle section. It's a Kindle book. It's downloadable. You can download it within a few minutes and
great.
Start reading it. And it's meant to be read in about an hour and applied to your life today.
I'll tell you what, Bill, great job. I took a look at the book and I recommend it. I think it'll be great. We're going to have that information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Bill Ross, thank you so much for joining us on Spirit in the Morning.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, my friend. When we come back, we're going to be talking feelings with Dr. Greg Popchak. Stay tuned.
I'm Jacob Popchak with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The implosion of the Senate Republican health care bill leaves a divided GOP with its flagship legislative priority in tatters. It also confronts President Trump and congressional leaders with dicey decisions about addressing their perhaps unattainable 7-year-old promise of repealing President Obama's law. Two GOP senators sealed the measure's doom late yesterday when each announced that they would vote no in a critical vote that had been expected as soon as next week. The Russian lawyer at the center of the June 2016 meeting with Donald Trump Jr., meanwhile, is known for her work trying to roll back U.S. sanctions on Russia. But Natalia Veselitskaya was on the radar of American officials long before revelations about the meeting emerged. Government and legal documents show that officials have tried to seize her emails and, at times, denied her entry into the U.S. Trump Jr. says Veselitskaya did not provide the campaign useful information when they met, though. And two former executives of the Vatican's pediatric hospital are going on trial today on charges that they diverted €422,000 in hospital donations to renovate the retirement home of the church's retired second-in-command. Former hospital president Giuseppe Profiti and ex-treasurer Massimo Spina face between 3 to 5 years in prison and fines starting at €5,000 if found guilty of embezzlement. The penalty can be reduced if the amount diverted is repaid before the trial starts. Profiti has said the funds he used from the Bambino Gesù Foundation to renovate the 300-square-meter apartment of Cardinal Tarskisio Bertone was an investment, since he intended it for future fundraising events for the hospital. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popchak.
Are you tired of worrying? This is Gary Zimek from Spirit in the Morning, and I have good news for you. On August the 4th through August the 6th at the Malvern Retreat House, I'll be leading a Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat. Together, we can learn that Jesus Christ is the answer to overcoming anxiety and obtaining peace in our lives. We'll have Mass, we'll have confession, we'll have Eucharistic adoration, plus lots more. For more information, visit malvernretreat.com.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Writing in Good Housekeeping magazine, author Gretchen Rubin said, "Far too often it takes a catastrophe to make us appreciate what we had." That's why she's chosen to work at finding happiness in the small, ordinary details in life. Gretchen says that instead of overlooking minor joys like a sunny morning or the fact that her husband cleaned up the kitchen, she makes it a point to voice her gratitude, and she relies on simple rituals to help. For example, when she crosses the threshold into her apartment, she stops and consciously expresses happiness at being able to return to a wonderful family and a cozy home. She also notes, "Giving thanks before meals is one of the most universal ways of incorporating gratitude into everyday life." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, sin runs deep, your grace is more. The grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Oh, temptation comes my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
And that was Lord, I Need You by Matt Maher. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for joining us on the program today. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Who remembers that Morris Albert song from the 70s? Well, I wanted to talk about feelings on the program today because so many times we don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like God exists. I don't feel that God hears my prayers. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like, you know, so many things. Feelings can be a very important part of our lives. When should we listen to them? When should we not listen to them? We have an expert with us today. Dr. Gregory Popcheck joins us on the program now to talk about feelings. Greg, are you going to sing it for us?
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
You're the man. You're the man.
To forget my. Yeah. Ooh. Sorry. Hey, Gary. How's it going, man?
Good. Yeah. You want to keep going? I could be quiet if you'd like.
Feelings. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Feelings.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
there you
it.
Go. You know, if this whole kind of Catholic therapy gig doesn't work out, it's nice to have something to fall back on.
There you go.
Future.
Hey, man, let me know if you need a guitar player. That's my background, so, you know, we could take the show on the road, brother.
Millions of people listening right now are shuddering. Right now.
Greg, let's talk about this topic. I mean, thanks for coming on the show. This
yeah,
is
bet.
Something that I am very fascinated by because I'm the type of guy who feels a lot of things, and I am sometimes driven by my feelings, and rather than just write them off, I think there's a time, correct me if I'm wrong, that we need to listen to our feelings. So let's talk a little bit about feelings. What are they, what the church teaches, and what do we do with them?
Well, you know, feelings are an important part of who we are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the theology of the body, we're taught that every part of us, our time, our treasure, our talent, and even our bodies, we're created by God to work for our good and the good of other people. And that includes our feelings. You know, we often
yeah.
don't think of feelings as part of our body,
mm-hmm.
but they are. You know,
right.
our brain, our nervous system, our endocrine system all work together to create feelings.
Yeah.
And so in God's design, our feelings are meant by God to work for our good and the good of others. Unfortunately, in this fallen world, because we're all sinful and living in this, you know, the post-fallen world, they don't always do that.
Right.
So the challenge here is to not either give in to all the things our feelings tell us or for that matter, to repress all of our feelings, but
okay.
rather to test our feelings and to really bring them to God and to the light of grace and say, okay, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do with this feeling that I have? So it's okay to listen to all of our feelings, but we have to test those feelings as well and not just do what they tell us.
You know, I talk a lot about overcoming anxiety. That's something that I've struggled with throughout my life. Greg, is it okay to be afraid, or is there ever a time when I look at the fact that I'm, for instance, living in fear? I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of the future. I'm afraid of what might happen to me today. The church teaches that feelings are morally neutral. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but is there ever a time when I need to look at myself and say, why am I so afraid? Maybe there's something I need to focus on. Maybe I shouldn't be as afraid as I am.
Yeah, well, And that's part of what I mean when I say we need to test our feelings.
Yeah.
You know, listen to them, but test them. You know, think of it this way. You know, feelings. Sorry. feelings are the if you will the idiot lights on the human dashboard. I don't know if you call them that.
No, but, I do. I do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So those the you know the check engine light or the oil light or whatever those things come on your dashboard. You know, if my check engine light comes on, that tells me something's wrong in the car. Now, now that could mean my engine fell out a block back or so. Or it could mean that the check engine light shorted out. You know, one extreme to the other. And I, but I'm not going to know what that light means until I pull the car over and pop the hood and see what's there. And that's what feelings are. Feelings indicate some kind of change in my body, my relationships, my environment. There's some sort of change from one state to another, and that's when I have a feeling of some sort. It lets me know in a general way that something's changed for the better or for the worse. But it doesn't tell me what, and it doesn't tell me what to do about it. And if so, it's okay for me to kind of look at that feeling and say, okay, something's changed, but then I have to step back and say, well, now what? So, for example, if I'm feeling anxious or angry or whatever, is it because there's something, there's a real problem that needs to be addressed? Or is it that I didn't get enough sleep last night or haven't had enough protein yet or, you know, I'm getting sick or what? I have to sort of step back and say, well, what's really going on here? And really test that feeling so that I can have a clearer sense of what that light is pointing to, instead of just saying, because I feel this way, therefore there must be something, you know, the immediate thing that I'm looking at that's wrong, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I get what you're saying there.
No, if I'm anxious, it must be because there's something to be afraid of, as opposed to if I'm anxious, it's because something has changed, but I'm not sure what. Let me take a look at that.
Okay. How about this one? And this is a common one. This is something that I struggle with. Sometimes I pray, and boy, I feel such a sense of peace. Sometimes I pray, and I feel nothing. Is that a big problem, or is that another example of I need to look at why that might be happening?
Well, sure. And I mean, but I also think that we have these sort of magical ideas about our relationship with God. You know, sometimes I feel head over heels in love with my wife, and sometimes I don't feel much of anything. But it doesn't mean that I love my wife any less on those days that I don't have those feelings than on the days that I do. You know, whether I love my wife or not has to do with how I treat her and how I respond to her and how I, you know, engage with her throughout the day. And the same thing is true in my relationship with God. Sometimes I'm going to feel connected to him. Sometimes I'm not going to feel connected to him. That indicates that there's some kind of a change in the relationship. But if I'm still listening to him, if I'm still engaged with him, if I'm still inviting him to be part of my life, then I have to assume that I'm in love with him and he's in love with me and we can get on with our day.
Right. So even if I don't feel like praying, I should do it anyway, because if I claim to love God, that's part of that relationship.
Well, right, and honestly, that's the best way to get back to those feelings. You know, feelings follow action. It's sort of a truism in the psych biz that when we, if we want to feel something, we need to act like it. That's sort of a first aid attempt to change our feelings. So if I want to feel in love with my wife, then I need to do something loving for my wife. And chances are, I will, having done that thing, bought her some flowers or written her a love note or something, I will feel more loving afterwards. Same thing with God. I might not feel like reaching out to God in prayer, but having done it, I'm going to feel closer to him than if I didn't.
One time somebody came up to me and said, Gary, there must be something wrong with me and my relationship with the Lord, because when I receive Holy Communion, I don't feel a thing. And I said, no, that's okay, because a lot of times I don't either. And you know, Greg, it just doesn't feel right to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in communion and not feel anything. But that's pretty normal, isn't it?
Well, it is normal. But I want to say one thing out there. You know, there are... how do I put it? It's not a matter of just saying, okay, just because you don't feel anything, that's perfectly normal. Yeah, it is. It is perfectly normal. But I also know that a lot of Catholics really struggle with inviting God in. You know, we have a tendency to kind of go through the rituals and do the outward things, but we never say, you know what, God, come into my heart. You know, really take all of me and teach me what you want me to do. Help me to hear your voice, to know your will, and love you first and most with everything that I am. And if you're doing that, first of all, then you can trust that whatever you're feeling is true.
Interesting.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if
I do.
If you haven't done that yet, then maybe you're not feeling it because you haven't invited him in.
Interesting.
But if you have invited him in and you're not feeling it, well, then you can assume that, well, you know, God's doing something else that moment.
Interesting. So there could be a case where I am at fault for not feeling anything. And that gets back to what you said in the beginning.
You got to test the feeling, right? You can't just assume that because I feel this or I don't feel that, that it's okay. St. Ignatius of Loyola actually talks about consolations and desolations.
Yeah.
If you will, consolations are those feelings or impulses or desires that push us closer to God and help us be more the person God wants us to be. Desolations are feelings or impulses or desires that pull us away from God and make it harder for us to be who God wants us to be. And that's how I test my feelings. I ask my feeling, ask God, does this feeling I'm having make it more possible for me to be closer to you and more the person God wants me to be, or is it pulling me away from you and making it harder for me to be the person God wants me to be? And if it's a desolation, then I have to work to overcome that feeling. If it's a consolation, I can go with it.
You know, we have about 30 seconds left. Can I share something with you?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you come on the show, I feel much better.
You better test that feeling, Gary.
Hey, Doc, where can we find you online?
CatholicCounselors.com.
Great job, my friend. I'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Dr. Gregory Popcheck, you're the man, brother.
What a great segment.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, too. Dr. Greg Popcheck talking about feelings, man, and singing, serenading us this morning. How about that?
Yeah, that started the whole segment beautifully.
He's good, isn't he?
Oh, he is. I really love that segment. That was so succinct and spot on.
Dave, so many times we are driven by our feelings, and
Yes.
Dr. Greg said, we need to test those feelings.
Absolutely.
To see what they are telling us. All right. What I'm going to be telling you is when we come back from the break, it will be time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Love is what we come here for.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 11:20, Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. It is quite evident here that while His mercy is infinite, God does expect something of us. His gift of grace does not take our personal responsibility away. Actually, it makes us more responsible. To love is to respond to the Beloved. To make a one-time commitment to Him and then expect salvation regardless of future behavior, as some do, is irresponsible and contradicts His expectation of us. We expect more from our friends. Why should He not expect such from us? I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
I see.
Wow. How about that? That is amazing. Dave and I are sitting here grooving to that. Carrie Underwood along with Vince Gill, a live version of How Great Thou Art. Boy, can you imagine singing like that, Mr. Parker?
Look, they're still clapping for us.
Yeah, they are.
I know. She was phenomenal. But, we were talking about that.
I have heard that so many times. That is one of my favorite versions of that song. But I've heard this version so many times. Each time I hear it, I just have to stop and listen.
Well, what did we say at about three? It's a four-plus minute song, and we said, we both looked at each other and we put the headsets on because we just wanted to hear it.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Carrie Underwood on Spirit in the Morning. You are listening to Holy Spirit Radio. Thanks to Dr. Greg Popchak and for a really great segment talking about feelings. And also to Bill Ross to talk about his book that he wrote on listening to your own internal Holy Spirit radio. And the Holy Spirit's talking to us, Dave.
Absolutely.
We just need to be able to hear what he has to say. All right, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. The time right now is 7:53. Today we look to Luke chapter 11, verse 13. If you then, who are wicked, and these are the words of Jesus, if you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
Did Dave, you plan this?
You know, I didn't. And as I'm reading this, I'm saying, whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. That's
And Dr. Popchak brought it up. And we top of the show, we were talking about just come Holy Spirit.
And we're on Holy Spirit Radio. And this show is Spirit in the Morning. Uh-oh. I
and
think there's a message. You know what?
Book.
You know what? That's incredible.
Yeah.
And there you go. If you feel that the Holy Spirit's not working in your life, maybe you can't hear him. You feel he's gone to sleep or whatever, here's the answer. Ask. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Those three simple words. Mm-hmm. Those three simple words. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, maybe the Spirit didn't fall asleep. Maybe we have.
That's right. That's right. So make sure you do that today. Come, Holy Spirit. And when you get those thoughts, maybe I should do this, go here, go there, talk to this person, send that email, make a phone call. Mm-hmm. There's a very good chance that idea is coming from the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, man, that is a very, very powerful reminder for us all. I just want to let you know that tomorrow on the program, we will be joined by our friend Marty Rotella. He's coming down from North Jersey. He's going to be making the drive down, and he will be with us
in studio.
That's right. And you know what Marty always says? Don't worry about it. That's Marty's catchphrase. So, yeah. So Marty's going to be down here. He's going to be in the studio with us all day. You talk about a guy who, and there you go, his ministry is called Spirit Power. So there's a guy who's driven by the Holy Spirit. So we can't wait to welcome Marty.
Are we getting messages or what?
I think we are, my brother. And Thursday on the program, we will be joined by two of the new faces on EWTN television. Catherine Zeltner will be here in our pro-life segment. And the Bear, Bear Wozniak, will be here once again.
Man.
You know, this is great. We are getting some of the most fantastic guests on this program. I'm so grateful to the Holy Spirit for giving me the ideas for the guests and for enabling them to say yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, just like that. Just like you said yes. Next week on the show, Dr. Ray Guarendi is going to be here.
I was still thinking about Bear when you said
that. That's right. I mean, we got all kinds of people headed your way. So,
Bear with us.
Yeah, there you go. But we are also coming up to our first anniversary, October the 10th, right?
Yes.
So Dave will give you a little time to think
about
what you can get for me for our anniversary.
Yeah. I'll be thinking about it. I mean, I have some time, right?
That's right.
And I need time. You know?
That's
I'm glad you're putting out the
That's right. I'm but it's really cool that we've been on the air close
Praise
to a
God.
Year now.
Praise
and
God.
This show has exceeded any goals that I've set for it. When we started the show, I never envisioned that it would be we'd be doing what we're doing. But that's credit to all credit goes to Almighty God for getting us through and for giving us these great guests on the program.
And the station owners.
That's right. And Fearless Frank.
Fearless Frank.
For keeping us on the air. You know,
and all of our faithful listeners.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing. Please do me a favor. Spread the word about Spirit in the Morning and about Holy Spirit Radio. Keep praying for us because we certainly need it. I want to do a quick look at the weather forecast before we sign off one more time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 90. Tomorrow, Tonight we'll have a low around 74, and then Wednesday high near 92. We're definitely in the midst of a heat wave. Mm-hmm. And Dave, as you always say, be safe out there.
Be safe out there.
Don't overdo it. Yeah. Come inside if you can.
Come inside.
Or if you don't have air conditioning, get somewhere where you where there is air conditioning.
Exactly. Take care of your pets. All that.
Maybe you have an elderly neighbor,
yes,
a friend.
Absolutely.
Check in on them, because this is nothing to mess with.
Yeah,
this heat.
Exactly. Very. I'm glad you said that safety message.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
That's typically your message, but I'm...
well, I don't own it exclusively.
I'm putting on my Dave Parker hat.
Yeah.
Now, with that in mind, let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, inspire everything we do today. Inspire all of our thoughts. Inspire all of our actions. Holy Spirit, please send us where we need to be and help us to be able to hear you in our life today. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you better be careful now. I said that prayer,
right,
and I prayed that on behalf of all of us, uh-huh, so you know who. The Holy Spirit's going to be getting involved in lives today.
Here comes the Spirit.
I am fired up.
I'm fired up, too.
Dave, always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Likewise, Gary. Great show, great show. Great guests coming up. Marty tomorrow.
That's right. So we got lots of good things coming up. Continue to stick with us on Spirit of the Morning. Let your friends know. Hey, if you have any questions about the show, if there's anything you need, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. That's the place to go. While you're at it, visit my website, followingthetruth.com. You can find out about my books. Find out about how to bring me to your parish. I want to bring this message to your parishioners. So you let me know. Thanks for tuning in. Remember what I always tell you each and every day, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Make sure you turn around and say hi. On behalf of Dave Parker and everyone here at Holy Spirit Radio, this is Gary Zimak saying God bless you and thanks for listening.
See you. God bless.